Oh man, church, are you guys ready? Oh, you guys don't sound ready. Come on, get out there. All right, church, I know it's early. You guys are always an early service. You guys want to get out, go watch football? Come on. But I'm super excited to be here today on this occasion. In all reality, the real preacher is coming up next service, Pastor Corey, my wife. Like I say, every week she preaches more to me than the church. And so, I'm in trouble. No, yeah, you are. Honestly, guys, thank you for all the prayers, all of the text messages to our bishop, to our family, to those that have, because we've lost so much in this season, but in all reality, we've gained so much more in all reality. And the Lord has been so gracious to our family, so gracious to our church, and it's so amazing to see every single face in this place. I don't take it lightly anymore. What has this pandemic has done for me is to thank God for every single one of you every single Sunday. Just to see your face, just to say hi, just to walk past you in the hallway has been amazing to know that the Lord is still working in this season. And so real quick before we start, I'd love to pray before we get started. And so, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today and this amazing opportunity to be in the house of God, Lord, to be able to hear your word, to be able to be filled with your presence, to be able to worship in this place, Father God, alongside my brothers and my sisters in Christ, Lord. I pray that this message be an encouraging message, an enlightening message, Father God, that it bring light into the places of darkness that have been deep down inside, Father God, into this dark and desolate and lonely world, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Whoo! It's an amazing opportunity to be up here every single time Bishop has allowed me to be here. Not everybody gets to stand behind this pulpit and to share a message. And I get to share a message about arise and shine. I think this is one of the amazing topics during this time and season. But also, October is normally the month of darkness, where it's about fear, it's about tricking, it's about all these demonic spirits in this place. Not this place, but in the world around us. The enemy loves the month of October, and he's loving the season that we're in right now. But Bishop always says, this isn't not the end. This season shall pass. I don't know about you, but it's hard to realize and to see God moving whenever everything else around you is dark. And Bishop and PK have been praying and praying each month about what is the message that we need to speak. What is the topic that you want to share, Lord? And it was to rise and shine. And I believe God is telling us as people to rise and shine. It's time for us as a church to arise to the occasion, to arise to the calling that God has placed upon us. You have more power than I have at this pulpit. I don't know if you realize that or not. You get to reach people that we don't get to teach and talk to on a daily basis. Where I only have about 30 minutes to be able to speak to you. You have an 8-hour shift with somebody right next to you every single day. You have 24 hours with your kids. You have so much more opportunity than this pulpit. You have power that you don't even know that you have. I love talking about light. The reason why, because it talks about, I like taking science and taking the words of God and putting them together and showing that God is an amazing artist. He's so well knit in everything that he does. I have a question. Did you know that we are a people of light? The Bible calls us children of light, but did you know that in all reality, our body produces light? It says that in everything that lives, there's these wavelengths that produce light. But sometimes to the naked eye, we can't realize it. How many know, but yet in the spiritual realm, you're also producing light? Physically and spiritually, you are a person of light that God has created to be able to shine in the darkest of places. Even when you feel down and out and you feel alone, when you feel tired, when you see everything else around you in chaos, you are a person of light. When God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1, it says that he spoke light into existence. It said it came throughout from darkness. And darkness comprehended it not. But yet in 3 verses later, it talks about then he created the sun, moon, and the stars. It's amazing how God has created things, and yet we can't understand them. So many times we ask God, why are you allowing the things that happen in my life, in my family's life? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why? Because he has placed you in an area where you are to be the light in somebody else's darkness. When you can't explain it, God is an amazing God. Right here, it says right here, John 12, 35 through 37, it says, then God said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons and daughters of light. These things God spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But in verse 37 it says, but although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. Church, does that not sound like the season that we're in right now? A time of darkness, and God has done so much through our lives. God has even brought you to this place even right now, brought you out of your addiction, brought you out of your pain, brought you out of your suffering, brought you out of anxiety and depression and hurt. But yet we have this fear and doubt for so many times because the enemy likes to come in and distort what the Lord has done in your life. The enemy can't create anything. But he can distort what the Lord has created. Has he distorted the image of God in your life? Has he distorted the light that you're supposed to be producing? Bishop says, this season shall pass. Some seasons stay darker than others, but it also means that the sun rises earlier. Your season might seem like it's darker, longer and longer and longer. Bishop loves it when the time changes. I hate it. I love it whenever you get an extra hour of sleep. He loves it when you get an extra hour of day. I love my sleep. Please pray for our bishop. He's not a sleeper. He's up 3 or 4 in the morning praying for every single one of you. Even when he's hurting, he's still praying for you. Those that are commuting down to San Francisco and all those different places, he's still praying for that. There's a hedge of protection, guardian angels all around you. Our bishop is an amazing man of God. He's a great example of what the light's supposed to be. And if he says that this season shall pass, it shall pass. But it depends on how you look at it. Your season depends on how you look at it. Though it may seem dark right now, it gives you an opportunity to see the light. Right now, if we turned off all the lights in this room and yet I just turned on one light, where would your eyes focus? It would focus on the one thing. Where is your focus on? I don't know how many times I walked through this building, and this building's creepy at night. With the doors all closed and everything like that. You think Puppet Master's scary? Be here alone when the wind's blowing, the roof is creaking, and you have no light around you, and you forget to turn on the switch. I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm going to try to walk through, save some energy. You know, the bill's crazy, Lord. I'm just going to walk through. And there's times where I'll run into these chairs. And I'm hoping to God that nobody would see it. I don't know about you, if you've ever hit in these chairs, these little like curved things at the end that we hook all the chairs into, those are perfect shin heights. You ever see a bruise on my shin, it's probably from these chairs. But how many of us walk through the season of our lives in darkness though? So many times we say, you know what, we get so consumed about what's around us. That we don't see what's in front of us. Because we don't allow God to be the light in our life the way that we're supposed to use him. This is the thing. It says, arise and shine. The prodigal son is an amazing example of this. Where we are in the Father. He's the Father of light. He's the source of all things that we are to carry. But yet, just like the prodigal son, he saw what the father had, but he wanted for his own. He wanted to leave his father's house, his comfort of his father, so that he can go do it on his own free will. But how many times have we done that, church, where we try to do the things in our own free will? And we leave the provisions of our Father. We leave the source of the light that's in our lives. And little by little, our light starts to shine a little less and a little less because we're further and further away from Him. There's a scripture that says in Job 3, 33, 27 through 30, it says, and they will go... And they will go to others and say, I have sinned. I have perverted what is right, and I will do. I did not get what I deserved. God has delivered me from going down to the pit, and I shall live to enjoy the light of life. God does all these things to a person twice, even three times, to turn them back from the pit. That the light of life may shine on them. Church, how gracious is our Father? How gracious is our God that even though we may fail, though we may mess up, and though we try to make our own way, He still loves us and is still waiting. Is that not the prodigal son's story? Where when the son was out in the city, when the son was out doing his own thing, when the son found himself in a pit of pigs, the father was still looking out for his son, ready to bring him in, ready to accept him, though that he have never have left. Church, you may have left God. I mean, this is the amazing thing about church people. We may feel like we've never left God because we never left the building of the church. We could still leave God and still be in church. You could still be in church and hear a message every single Sunday, but yet not shine a light in the world of darkness. You could still be like the prodigal son's brother and be at home with the father, but still not feel like I'm accepted. I'm still not loved. Church, you are loved and you are accepted. You are still the light, and Christ wants to wrap His loving arms around you and shine His light upon you. He's waiting and willing. That's our Father. Darkness is the absence of light. When the Son was absent from the Father, He was absent from the source. Darkness isn't a real thing. I'm going to let you know. Science says that darkness isn't a thing. It's just the absence of something. In all reality, the enemy likes to make you feel like you're in a dark place. No, it just means that you're absent from light. You've been absent from the Father. How do we bring light into this dark world? By bringing Christ into your world. He's not asking you to go out to Africa and to India. Though if you feel called, go. But He's saying, I'm calling you to your world. Your sources of people, the places that I have placed you to be. Micah 7:8 says, don't enemy crow over me. I'm down, but I'm not out. I'm sitting in dark right now, but the Lord is my light. Enemy, you have no power over me. You can't come my way. I have something you don't. You left your source of light because you wanted power. That's one thing about the enemy. He tried to become something he was not. Because he wanted to be the source of light, but yet God is your source of light. He lost something, so he's jealous of you. He's like, I want what they got. I'm created in His image. I am in His likeness. I have power and authority over this earth. The enemy just pretends. The power and authority he has is only what you give him, people. You give up your light. He's scared of the light. He's only a mere shadow. When you make him a whole dark room, all you have to do is turn on the light, church. I love the example that Bishop used last Sunday. He says the cell phone. You know me, I love my phone. I use everything on my phone. I use this more than my computer because this connects to my computer. I need to print something out. I'll just send it to my computer because it's on my phone. This is an amazing thing. Sometimes it's called a smartphone that makes us so stupid. How often do we have something that we need? How often do I walk through this room without pulling out my phone? Because this thing has an amazing thing called a light. If I could turn it on. There we go. It'd be just as easy for me to turn on my phone to walk through this room to see what's in front of me. But because of my pride, just because I want to see if I can make it, because it's a challenge. All I had to do is turn on the source. All I had to do is do one thing. But an amazing thing about this phone, it also has another source of light that you probably haven't opened in a long time. It's called the Bible app. Physically and spiritually, you have a light. And we are all bodies of people of light, physically and spiritually. But how dim has your light gone? Because it says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If Christ is light, and he is the light unto this world and the light unto this earth, should we not be a people of the Word also? When it says he created the heavens and the earth, it says that they saw God. We know God was in the beginning because he was creating the heavens and the earth. But then we also hear about the Spirit hovering over the waters, the deeps. But yet we never hear about Christ in the beginning, but all reality we just weren't listening. It says that when he created light, he spoke it into existence. But if the Word was in the beginning, the Word was God, and the Word came from God, then it means that he spoke Christ into what was dark. He was always there, but he was in God, but he just spoke him out. So we have the source, we have the areas of what we need, church. Open up your Word. You feel like you're in a dark place, open up your Word. Don't just wait for Sundays and me to preach it out and you forget about it. Open up your Word. Man, I had like a cup of coffee before this. Whoo! I was ready for our Sunday coffee in the back, double shot. I forgot what a CWC special. I had my own K-cup in the back, church. Are you guys ready? I love this scripture. It says, don't enemy crow over me. Don't hover over me. I'm down, but I'm not out. I'm sitting in darkness right now, but God is my light. How often, church, do we sit in our darkness, though? In our dark places, feeling, woe is me. And it's good and it's okay to grieve. But there's a moment where you have to realize you're not alone. Of course, God is with us in all places and all times. If you ask Jesus Christ in your heart, he's down deep inside where you've hidden him. But the amazing thing about darkness, is Pastor Eric out here? Can you come over here, Pastor Eric? Everybody's seen my roles on live. Come over on this side. But I mean, no, 6 feet, we're in a pandemic. Just joking. How many know many times we're in darkness, we can't see what's around us, though? You may feel alone. You may feel like you're the only person feeling what you feel. But in all reality, in the darkest of times, there's somebody that is right next to you. There might be somebody in this pew right next to you that is hurting just like how you're hurting. That is going exactly where you've gone. Exactly where you're going, that is feeling the emotions and the thoughts that are going deep down in your mind, but yet you're so focused in on yourself because you're not allowing your light to shine around you to see who else is hurting with you. when we're supposed to be the light to those that are around us, many times we are in the place where we could have the answer to their problem. But we're not shining, so we're not allowing our light to shine to see who's around us. They might even be your answer to your problem. You don't know. That's why the Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the brethren. Why? Because we come from a dark world in a place of light, but yet you can still be in darkness in your pew where you're sitting right now. I don't feel like talking to anybody. I just don't feel it, God. God, I don't know if I trust them. I trust you. I love my brother right here. All you got to do is reach out, church. All you got to do is reach out. Your help could be right there next to you. Are you ready to reach out? Are you ready to let your light shine? Are you ready to open up, church? Ah, real quick, you're good, Pastor Eric. So this is 2021. We should all have a cell phone up in here. Can I have everybody pull out your cell phone, please? Get it ready. If you don't have a light on your phone, you have a screen. If you're an old flip phone, you know, some of you don't want to change with the times, it's all good. You still got a light. This is the one thing, y'all, it is bringing a comeback. I don't say how many times I've seen a flip phone on a commercial. Church, many times, all we see is what's in front of us, right? But we don't realize is that I'm just up here at the pulpit to make you see what you already have in your pocket. Something that you already have deep down inside. You just didn't know it. Or you've hidden it. Or you've forgotten about it. I don't know about you, but if I just had this dinky little light, this wouldn't light up this whole room, would it? It'll light up my area of my life. It'll light up that I am about to walk down these stairs and trip and fall. But the amazing thing about this, if you could look around the room, is that we may be in a dark room, but there's more than one source of light. And that God is not just needing the pulpit's light to light the shine the way. He's needing your light also. Because this light can only do so much in a dark place. But your light can light up your area of where you're supposed to be, that God has placed you and you're at, in your workplace, at home, in the grocery store, right there on the drive to work, when you want to turn off your light and say a few words. Come on. I'm not the only one. Come on. There's some people that don't know how to drive, and I flash my lights. Come on. Pastor Ryan has some road rage, too. Right now, I don't get a good light right now, so I got to shine my own light on this phone right here. Get my good side. Got my mom. What's up? Come on, people. You are called to where you're called, where I am supposed to be on here at this pulpit. You're called to be sitting where you're at right now. And because of your light that is on right now, you're able to see those that are around you. You're able to reach places that I can't reach. Hey, Ed, is the spotlight on up there? He's going to be mad at me. The one thing, amazing thing about this is that this light will only do so much. But there's something amazing that happens whenever you focus a light, though. How focused is your light on what you needed to go? No, oh, it's all good. We'll be all right. I don't know about you, church, but I'm tired of walking around, trying to find my way around what is along the way, bumping, falling, getting bruises, getting hurt. I'm tired of trying to guess what God is trying to do when He's already trying to show me. When I could have just walked in the light. If I turn on the light, you will see what has been hidden. The enemy will put obstacles in your way. Or, this is an amazing thing. Many times we blame the enemy. See, enemy? No, the enemy. We blame the enemy for things that we have hidden in the dark. Many times we're too fearful to allow God to reveal things in our life that we keep on pushing them off. That every time we try to walk through a place in our life that we keep on tripping over. Our last message before this, is don't trip. Have you let go and allow God to illuminate the lives in your life? The things that you've hidden for so long? The things that you're afraid that other people would accuse you of or to look down upon you for? How often have we allowed things in our life to be hidden? God, why do I keep on finding myself in the same position? God, why do I keep on finding myself stumbling and falling in this area? Because you haven't allowed God to illuminate what is in your life. He hasn't been able to enlighten you on how to get through. Things that we have and have tried to hide in the darkness because of fear of others. But he's trying to expose to you what is hindering you from your walk. Wouldn't it be easier, church, if to navigate around the things, if only we could just see them? And it's not an easy thing to allow somebody into your life, to trust them. But how many know God has placed you in an area and he won't remove you from that area until you allow yourself to clean up the mess that you can see right in front of you? And many times we want to walk over them, though. No. So I'm not gonna bring any more light any further until you fix this first. You want to go there, but you can't even get past this. Come on, people. I'm speaking to myself. I've been in a dark place for so long. I've lost my nephew. I've lost my grandmother. I've lost so many friends, family, and loved ones. I just lost our Auntie Kathy. I've lost so much this year, people. Last year was just about the same. Where we thought it was only just going to be for a few months. Just a season of a life, but it seems like it just keeps on going further and further. But if though that there might be darkness now, that means there has to be at some point some kind of source of light. If it has been this long, I know my God. But I'm not waiting on him. He's waiting on me. Right here, I had this picture and I was going to share it and I was going to show it, but I didn't know how much time I had, so I was just going to scratch it. But how many guys have ever done this where you have light? Do you have that spotlight, Ed? They turn it on and up. You're good. Here we go. I don't know about you, but have you guys ever done this where you walk down a hallway and around the corner somebody's walking the other way and all you see is this long shadow? I love to scare my kids with this when I walk down the hallway. I like to mess around like I'm a big monster. And I'll start stomping on the floor and I'll start making growling noises. And Stevie starts getting scared. He's like, Daddy, stop it! And Moxie always, now she knows, she's like, oh, Daddy. But how often does the enemy like to do that, though? The Bible says he goes around like a roaring lion, but in all reality, he's not that big of a lion. He's just a distorted image of what the real light shines upon him. He likes to take what we have allowed him to see. But yet in all reality, he's just a little pussycat. He's just a little thing. But we've given bigger claws and bigger teeth than he really even has. He distorts the image. Church, the closer the light shines to you, the bigger the shadow may be. And that's the way the enemy gets to you sometimes. The closer you get to God doesn't mean the further that you go away from darkness. Because it just, he tries to distort what's happening that God's trying to do in your life. But then how often do we walk away from the light and the shadow starts getting smaller and smaller and we think, okay, I'm in a good place. No. That means that you're doing something wrong. Church, we're supposed to get closer to the light, not further away. In our world around us, we're going further and further away from this word of God. Where right is wrong and wrong is right. The things that they're teaching our children, the things that are going on in this world of hatred and bitterness and anger, of suffering and pain and loss, where we are to be the light to our children, where the Bible says, train up your child in the way they shall go and they shall never depart from it. We're to be the light in the darkness, where we are supposed to bring peace, where we are supposed to have the Holy Spirit deep down inside of us, where he's our peace and our comfort, and that we are to share that with others. The wavelengths that are within our body connect with other wavelengths. And whenever I am of light, it shall bring light into others. When my spirit is dark, their spirit will be dark. I will diminish what you have. But if only if I could be a person of light. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Isn't that not a scripture for today? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Though we walk through the darkest season that we in our generation have known to see, I shall fear no evil. Though I walk through the shadow of death, and there's so much death that we are being shown around us for so long, but it's only a shadow of death. Because what happens is light brings life. The enemy only wants you to see the shadow, but it's not the shadow you should fear. We are to be people of light. People, I love this scripture because I've always read it, and you know, you hear it all the time, and people speak about it. But this is a mere example. Like the first scripture says that I merely sit in the darkness. Don't cower over me now. Don't crow over me now. Don't think I am dead where I'm at. Because I'm going to get up. Though I walk through. Church, we got to just move. We got to move. You got to move. When you don't feel like moving, there's so many, this virus doesn't make you want to move. But I'm going to tell you now, your health, your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul will only grow and get healthier if you move. Church, let's move. Let's not be a sitting church anymore. Let's not be a light in our pews, but a light in this world. Let's move. Let's be a moving light. Let's guide them to this place. Let's guide them to our Father. Let's guide them to the source. Let's move. I don't want to be in the same place next year. I want to be a people of light. I want to be a beacon. I want to shine a light that the enemy cannot distort. I want to make the enemy chase me. That's one thing about if you're running into the light, the enemy is behind you. He's chasing after me. I'm running to the light, church, and I want you to run with me. I want you to be as enlightened as I am. It says right here, John 1:1-8, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I love the Message version when it goes into verse, 4-8. It says, what came into existence was life. And the life was light to live by. The light life blazed out of the darkness. The darkness could not put it out. The enemy cannot put out your light. The enemy cannot put out your light. He could try to hinder your light. He could try to put things in front of you so your light doesn't go as further as you want it to be. But he can't take it out. But how many times do we, in our times of seasons, we turn off our light? We put it away and we hide it. The Bible says, don't put it under a basket. Don't hide your light. Let it shine for all to be able to see. It says right here, there once was a man, his name was John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. I love that it says life light. He came to show everybody where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light, but he was there to show the way to the light. Church, we are called to be the life light. We are called to be CWC life. And we are the light of men, as Christ is the light of men. We are created in his image and his likeness. Are you ready to show and share what God is able to do in your life? I'm not alone. You're not alone. For Christ is with us and he is with you in this very moment. You have brothers and sisters in Christ around you that have gone through situations and problems and hurts and pains and losses. We're not in this dark time alone. And that's what gives me courage. I don't have to go through this. I don't have to walk through the shadow of death, through the valley that is all around me, alone. The word reveals what is great around us. Instead of walking blindly and running into anything that is in front of you, because the amazing thing about the word of God, it tells you what is going to come your way. He comes and he shares the guideline of how to go through hurts and pains. It guides you through relationships. It guides you to how to love and forgive somebody. It guides you through all the obstacles that you need to go through in life. It gives you the answers to your problems. But if only we'd just open up the book of light, it would bring enlightenment to you. I may be here at the pulpit, but I need your light to shine on the areas that you are. Job 33, 27 through 30. And they will go to others and say, I have sinned, I have perverted what is right, but I did not get what I deserved. God has delivered me from going down to the pit, and I shall live to enjoy the light of life. God does all these things to a person twice, even three times, and to turn them back from the pit that the light of life may shine upon them. Many times you don't know what you have, so you don't have it anymore. God allows you to go through what you go through, to sit in the areas that you're sitting, only for you to realize what you've already had all along. How many times have we left the Father, been absent from the Father, to only realize I need to go back? The Son sat in a pit only to realize it was better in my Father's house. This servants eat better than I'm eating right now. And many times in our own minds, in our own mindsets, we sit there and we could only see what we can allow ourselves to feel. I'm not good enough to sit at the table with my Father anymore, but I could be probably a servant. But only to find out the Father has never taken your chair away from the table. Your plate is already being set for dinner. And he's been waiting for you all along, just standing there at the door. Get the robe ready, get the ring ready, get the shoes ready. All we had to do is stand up and walk back to our Father. The light is a light unto our path. It's a light unto our feet so that we can be able to walk through what we need to go through without stumbling and falling. He's lighting your way back, people. You just got to be willing. Enemy, you don't have any control over us. You have no power and authority because all power and authority has been given to us here on earth. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, I just want to pray with you guys today and ask the opportunity if you've never asked Jesus Christ into your heart and you want to be able to know what this light is that we've been all been talking about. You want to arise and shine in the places of darkness that you feel so desolate and alone. And I would love to give you that opportunity right now. That is, you want you to raise your hand on the count of three. One, two, three. Raise your hands. Awesome. Awesome. See a couple hands. All right. That's one more light that we're going to have that we didn't have before. Come on. Now, church, if you feel like your light is a little bit dull right now, that you've been hiding for so long and you're just too scared to see what you see and what God reveals in your life, but you want to receive Jesus back into your life once again. You want to make sure that you're 110%. You want to get out of your pit that you're in right now, and you want to make sure that you're right from this point forward. I want you to raise your hands for me. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. Raise your hands. There's more hands going up. More hands going up. Okay. Awesome. Church, what I want you to do is repeat this after me. Say, dear Jesus, I ask you into my heart. Forgive me of my sins, that I may be a light in a time of darkness, that you would fill me and forgive me of all my sins, of all the things that I have said, all things I have done, and the places that I've gone. Remove them from me. Abide in me from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Church, arise and shine, for the Father of light is shining upon you. For this is not the end, this is only the beginning. For you have more power and authority over any enemy that is in your life. Allow God to shine in the obstacles that are in your way. Let's get back to what God has called us to do, church. It's to be a light on a hill. Today, what we have the opportunity to do is also do our missions offering. So if I could have our ushers be ready and come on forward, we get to be able not just to be a light, but we have so many churches and missionaries around the world that we love to be able to give to them. And so if you guys can, what we're going to do is we're going to pray for the missions offering real quick. So, dear Father, I pray that we be able to share your light, not just here at CWC Life Manteca, but CWC Life Tabique, all the way into Dinuba, all the way in San Jose, Father God. All the missionaries that we go and send off to, Father God, and all the desolate and hurting places around us, Lord. I pray that you bless this offering. Bless the hands that gave, Father God. I pray for double portion upon their life, Father God. As they give into your life, into your ministry, you pour back into them, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Church, so if you guys can, just please, just reach down and be able to give just something to these people. They've given their lives, they've given their time, and we want to be able to give back to them today. Also, if you're a first-time guest, I'd love to meet you on over here. It says visitor sign over here. I'd love to get to know you, get to know your name. We have a little gift, an In-N-Out card that we'd love to give to you, a double-double hamburger on us, maybe some fries. I'm hungry already. And if you guys would want to stay for second service, you're more than welcome. Because like I said, the better preacher's coming up second service. Or watch us online. Thank you for those that are watching with us today. I hope it spoke to you. Church, be blessed. Have a great week. And shine your light to anybody and everybody that you see here today, guys. God bless you.